In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell on 95BFM.
It's movie time, everybody. It's movie time.
Movie time.
Movie time, John. Yay. Have you got your fucking tangy fruits?
I've got my popcorn and my frozen Coke.
Sorry for everyone that knows about tangy fruits and is now thinking about tangy fruits and how you can't get tangy fruits.
Occasionally they pop up on Trade Me.
I've got a little bit of a Red Bull aftertaste, which is sort of maybe like third of the way to a tangy fruit.
Is that a figure of speech?
No, it's literally like I just drank a Red Bull.
Oh man, I feel like there's been a bad batch of Red Bull going around at the moment. It's not going down like it used to. Yeah.
Look at how this free Red Bull that we get given up here is just working its way into this unpaid advertising.
Are you not paying for it?
Cheers, Red Bull. Oh, sorry. No, I'm not.
Cool. That's the end of the segment, eh?
It's an energy drink. Energy drink's probably a good thing to go into a movie with, actually.
If you're
going the other way with something else.
Do you ever find you have a sugar or a caffeine crash though? So you come up on it.
I'm nodding.
And you're feeling quite good.
Let
feeling quite
show,
good. Maybe
I'm
like
nodding.
What? Like sort of 20-30 minutes is about the brew time, right? Mm-hmm. After you've had a glug of a Red Bull.
Yeah.
Or associated non-brand energy drink.
Yeah.
But then it can taper off. So if you're in like a 2-hour plus film, it might
buy a massive one.
Yeah, but you know,
get
look
a
out
massive
for,
energy drink is what you're getting at.
Look out for your maximum daily allowance. Movies, eh? I watched some movies over the weekend. For some reason, after The Other's Way on Friday night, I thought it was a good idea to watch the Lindsay Lohan movie Mean Girls at 6 in the morning.
Does she play a good bitch?
Why?
I really can't quite recall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
Sounds like the time I watched Meerkat Manor Hard Out. One time I was not in a good state and that was all I could watch. Just Whoopi Goldberg pretending to know what these animals were thinking. It was weird.
Moving right along.
Okay.
At a rate of knots. Tomorrow gracing New Zealand cinema screens is the horror movie The Nun, which it's pretty convoluted, this one. Let me just see if I've got this right. It's the prequel to The Conjuring 2. So it's the prequel to a sequel to a horror film. It's the fifth film that's in a series now. And I had to bring a diagram with me, actually, because now it's a horror franchise.
There's flaws in your sentence.
Yeah, there are flaws. Of course there are. But listen, does this make sense? This is the chronology of a horror series that exists, with The Nun being the fifth film in the chronology. It begins Annabelle Creation, then The Nun, then Annabelle, then The Conjuring, and then The Conjuring 2. Doesn't make any sense!
No, I haven't seen any of
just
them.
When you
so
thought Christianity wasn't scary enough, The Nun.
The Nun does look like it is a little bit moderately scary, though, like set in the 50s in a Transylvanian monastery with some scary nuns. I haven't seen it.
Doesn't look like it. It looks like they're going deeper than their phone ring fright. Like, it's just full on, like, like 1 minute the nun thing's there, next thing it's like,
yeah,
in your face,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. But maybe like I think that might be sort of a period set technological issue, really, with the not being many phones around in Romania in the 50s, maybe.
Oh right, it's based back in the day, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it the same ghost that has been haunting everyone the same?
The nun is a recurring figure in this series, but I think probably this one begs for maybe this is the thing to watch after you come back from a Friday night on the K and you know, try and cue that up at 5 or 6 and give The Nun a go at that point. I'm more excited about Predator, which the Predator, which is out next week.
What? Wait, isn't there already? So there's Predator.
Yeah, this is a bit silly.
There's Predators.
As well, isn't it?
There's Predators. Yeah. That which was actually quite good, right? That's one on the planet, so to speak.
Yeah,
Predator versus Alien.
Yeah, and that was all. That wasn't that good, actually.
Yeah, Predator. Awesome.
So we're just
calling
that is the new thing. That Predator.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that's a bit annoying. Like, I mean,
very annoying.
You know, when you like, if you have a bunch of records by the same artist and they've got kind of similar spines, but just not quite the same, or you've got movies do it quite a lot, like. Oh, the first four, they've got the same design, they look really good. Oh, they've put the title off center on the fifth one. Like, little OCD thing. So you've got Predator, Predator 2, Predators, a couple of aliens, Predator, blah, 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 forget about those, and now The Predator. Yeah, really amped for this. It's directed by Shane Black, who was in the 1987 Predator. He played Hawkins, who...
That doesn't mean it's going to be good, though.
No, but he's a good director and a good writer. And I think the experience that he will bring is the experience of having been on that crazy set in Mexico. He's just a weedy dude. He's the weedy dude with glasses who just talks about his wife's other wife's genitalia the whole time. But he was on a set with a bunch of guys that had massive, massive muscles, all of whom worked out in secret on the film, so I wanted to pretend like they didn't try to be muscly to each other. So it got to the point where Carl Weathers was going to the gym at 3 in the morning and then walking around the whole time like making out like he never went to the gym. Other good things from the...
I do the same thing.
Yeah, look, we all... I think we can... I think we can all agree like that we probably, go to the gym probably do the same thing. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger got the wardrobe department to lie about the size of his biceps to Jesse Ventura. So Jesse Ventura got paranoid, started doing lots of bicep work. Everyone got sick and got the shits because of the water at the hotel wasn't treated properly.
So they're recreating all these situations so that the Predator is... Where's it based? What's the...
This one is not in the jungle. It's set in the United States of America.
So
it's
Predator 2-esque.
It's more of a contemporary kind of jungle.
Okay.
Predator 2-esque, but Predator 2 was the future when it came out.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think that was about... It was about 6 or 7 years in the future from when the film was released, which...
That's weird as
didn't
well.
Really, didn't really reflect on much. It just meant that the gang situation in LA was slightly more out of control. The guns had fancy sights on them, but there really wasn't kind of anything more to it than
don't
that.
Don't have to deal with flying cars if you're going only 6 years ahead.
No, exactly. It's pretty easy. It's good. It's good. I reckon... Yeah, but I've been just chipping away through the good Predators over the last couple of weeks, and I highly endorse doing so. I think I'm at the point where I don't need to see anything more about next week's film until I see it. But yeah, looking forward to checking that out and fingers crossed having a rave about it next week.
Who's the major star in the movie?
That's a good question. Sort of ensemble. The latest trailer puts Sterling K. Brown front and center just doing droll comedy. Thomas Jane's in it. It was going to have Benicio del Toro, but he bailed just before it started. Probably, well, maybe a good thing tonight.
We're going to chat about Jeff Murphy.
Yeah, man.
Potentially,
yeah.
Being the director of the very first Predator.
Yeah. So before all those muscle bound guys got to the set, New Zealand director Jeff Murphy spent a few months working on a film that was then called Hunter. It was just written by a couple of surf dudes, and he was in Hollywood after making Quiet Earth and Utu and stuff that had gotten the attention of people in the US, basically to go, you're a safe pair of hands for a relatively low budgeted movie. And he'd had a meeting about directing a Conan the Barbarian sequel, which didn't happen.
It was like 3 or something.
Yeah, that
Conan
was 3.
Wow. Yep. Still. Yep. Probably would have done it.
Still would have. You'd still do it, eh?
Yeah.
For like a...
Ah, doggy!
I mean...
We win again! This is good.
I hope I'm not casting any aspersions on Jeff Murphy to suggest that as, the director of Goodbye Pork Pie and sort of a Blurter affiliated director, he's probably on the pot a little bit. And maybe being on the pot a little bit and being the director of a movie like Conan would be quite fun.
Yes.
It's a good day at work, eh?
Yeah, mucking around with massive knives.
Yeah,
little deck. I don't.
Yep.
Horseback.
So yeah, so he worked on this thing for a few months, and then they had in mind an intellectual, well trained, but an all rounder sort of protagonist, maybe like a Harrison Ford is the star of this film.
Speaking of deck.
Yeah, speaking of deck. Every day, before he goes to work.
He got hammered.
Every day before he goes to work.
Apparently.
In fact, there's a Harrison Ford story where he comes running out of the hotel with a saucepan.
Yeah.
because he couldn't find any papers. And so he hopped in the car and drove to set with a saucepan. He'd set his weed on fire in the saucepan and was just like...
And he put his head inside.
Just gulping lungfuls because he needed to have his...
Getting it done, eh?
Good.
Getting his own.
Nice one, Indy.
So Jeff had this... Yeah, Jeff Murphy wanted like a Harrison Ford type guy. The producers had found this rising star called Arnold Schwarzenegger, who had a movie coming out called Commando, and basically said, look, if Commando makes $20 million, then he's going to be the star of the movie. And so Jeff Murphy was like, okay, we'll figure that out. We've written quite an intelligent protagonist, so we'll go back and work the script a bit more to fit it to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Commando has one of my favorite inconsistencies, where that Porsche rolls over and they roll back over and it's all mint on that side that it rolled over on. It's like, fuck yeah. I clocked it. I beat
the movie. It's good.
It's good.
Uh, So yeah, so Arnie comes on board, and then Jeff Murphy finds himself off the film all of a sudden, and
But Arnold wants, Arnold gets.
Yeah, well, he held it against the producer, and he had a meeting coming up for like another film a few months later, and he told his agent, tell Joel Silver he's an asshole. He fired me from that movie, and then the word came back, no, Arnold Schwarzenegger did, because he'd heard that some months previous in that Conan the Barbarian movie, Jeff Murphy had made a dad joke and referred to the character as Cronin the Librarian.
Oh, shit.
And because of that one comment, it somehow got back to Arnold Schwarzenegger, and that's why Jeff Murphy didn't make the movie Predator.
Oh my god.
A dad joke. Good work, Jeff.
That's what you get. If only more dad jokes came with that, there's consequences.
Well, Predator is very, very, very good. I think it's probably close to being an unimprovable movie.
It's one of the greats.
Fucking mint. It's
every
good.
Time you watch it, it's amazing.
It's good.
I was having a look at some photos today of Jean-Claude Van Damme on the set of Predator.
There was a mint rumor about how he was the Predator.
Yeah. Well, he actually was the Predator for the first 2 weeks of the shoot, and then it wasn't working. The suit...
He's only little.
You can have a look at photos of the original costume online, and it's not as good.
Yeah.
Nowhere near as good. But yeah, it just wasn't working. He looked like the creature was kind of too small and wasn't. It wasn't shooting well on camera, and it wasn't. He wasn't very good opposite Schwarzenegger. He wasn't big enough. So he'd got the heave-ho and
just cutting to a muscle-bound dude. Eh?
He also really didn't like being in a suit where no one could see him because he's Jean-Claude
Van Damme.
Yeah. So anyway, I reckon what things did we cover off there? We covered off Predator.
Mm.
We covered off Dak.
That Predator.
We covered off The Predator, Jeff Murphy, convoluted horror.
Anytime.
Things you watch at 6 in the morning on a Friday night. Good.
Well, thank you very much, Steve Newell.
Thank you for having me. We'll talk about what The Predator's like next week.
Sounds good to me.
Choice one.
Nice.
Real auteurs use Star Wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM.